Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Hey, Corey. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I see the website here. Is this you? This is you, huh?
Sorry, say that again.
I said, is this your photo on the website?
Me with the spray rig, standing there like an idiot that my wife took? Yes, that's me.
You don't look like an idiot. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, all right. Now that we've determined that that's you, do you need to answer that?
I apologize. Hold on. One always trying
time.
To call me.
Take
sorry.
Your time. Fine.
She was on the phone when I left, so I don't know where the hell I am. All right, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So we can definitely help with the review situation that you have going on there. First and foremost, I'm taking a look at the website here, and it doesn't necessarily look bad. The only thing is that it's a Wix site. So Wix sites, they aren't really Google compliant. They don't get a strong conversion, and we can actually take care of the website for you. It's included with the package, nothing additional. Okay?
Okay.
We also, when we build the site, we include a Google review tab directly on the site itself, and those load straight to the site as well as to the Google listing. So it's a tiny URL, and it makes it easier for your clients to leave you the 5-star reviews, and they actually load. Okay?
Okay.
Is there
a reason why they're not loading now, even though I'm sending people the links?
Well, a lot of times, believe it or not, it's the end user. If they're not confirming or if they're not using a Google Gmail account when they're going on to leave the Google review, it's not going to load.
Okay.
If they don't have a Gmail account that they're signed into when they go to leave it, say they're on Yahoo or they have their email logged in, you can still get to Google from Yahoo or from Bing or from iCloud or any of those things. But if they don't have a Google, if they don't have it coming from a Google Gmail, it's not going to work. Sometimes they don't hit send properly. There's any number of reasons. Occasionally, it's because the Google listing itself has been flagged, but and your Google listing looks like it's fairly new, but the reviews, I mean, you left one 2 weeks ago, your wife left one a week ago. It's not like you're trying to bombard it with 500 reviews in a day, so I don't see any reason why your listing would be flagged.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't know. Like I said, I sent it out to a couple clients that I did. And then I, you know, send it out to a couple friends, one of them, which I did, you know, their basketball court, which would be a great review to throw on,
but,
you know, nothing's really happening, so.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely get that figured out. Okay, like I said, if it is flagged, we have the Google Bat Phone. So basically, we've been in business for 17 years. We have a Google Premier Partnership, and that Premier Partnership allows us access to Google algorithms, databases, keyword coverage, a number of things. But one of the more important things that it allows us access to is our team that's directly at Google. We've had companies that have come to us with completely suspended listings, they can't even get into it, they can't even access it. Not only do we gain access to it, but we get it listed on the first page of Google and turn it around. People who've had multiple listings and try to combine them and then they lose reviews and we're able to recover those reviews. So there's a number of tools that we have in order to help you to figure that out.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you happen to have a Facebook?
No. My wife set one up.
Okay. Beautiful.
It should be under the same name.
I'm
going to be honest, I've never seen it. My wife is amazing with social media. She runs her business on social media and does absolute killing with it. Me, on the other hand, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so.
Right, no worries. Well, the reason I ask is because we actually include it with the packages. So the Google listing actually includes all of the Facebook marketing, Facebook ads, literally all of it. We include it all. Okay. And okay. The reason we do that is because you need retargeting and you need to be able to have the Meta and the Google talk to each other. So basically when somebody's on Google and they're looking for, you know, striping, they're looking for asphalt seal coating, they're looking for paving, they're looking for any of the services that you are providing to your clients, then not only are they going to see that you come up as a top recommended option, but even more importantly, when they're scrolling through Facebook having a good time, they're going to see it come up through there as well because it has automatic retargeting. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Everything here is done month to month. There's absolutely no contracts, Corey. So what we do is we're a performance-based company. We earn your business a month at a time, and we combine everything. So full website, the Google listing and full programming, review generation and reputation management. We also go ahead and include all of the Facebook advertising, Facebook ads directly. We include programming for over 60 online destinations, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. You name it, we give you a listing there. It's going to increase your brand relevancy, help with the optimization, and give you a very strong, dominant internet presence. I did just send you out a text message. If you go ahead and click on that link, it's going to take you directly to my site so you can see the package I'm talking about. Once you open it up, it should say take control of your online presence. Do you see that?
Oh, trying to. Hold on. Okay, local splash. Yeah.
Scroll down to the bottom. About midway in the page, you're going to see where it says Google Ads Partner. If you click on that link, it's going to take you away from my site. It's going to take you to google.com/partners-agency. It's our badge of authenticity that we are who we say we are. We have the ability to do what we say we can do. Now, when you scroll down here to the three packages, the one I want to draw your attention to is the all-inclusive platinum package. I'm prepared to waive the setup fee of $299 altogether and give you the entire platinum package for $299 a month. Again, month to month, no contract.
I must have clicked on the wrong thing because I am not there. Oh, wait, I see a platinum.
Not the platinum premier that regularly runs $1,000, but the center package. So it regularly runs $599. You'll never see that price tag. And I waived the $299 setup fee due to the 4th of July special that we have going on. You'd be locked in at $299. Month to month, no contract. We do ask that you verbally commit to the package for a minimum of 2 months because it takes time to get everything popping up accurately and consistently. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. You have a Google listing, so we're able to begin programming on that immediately. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. All the directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days, so everything moves very quickly. Okay?
Okay.
We also include an advanced reporting as well as call and conversion tracking and an account dashboard. All of these things are accessible via the account dashboard where you're going to be able to log on to track your success with the package. If you choose to, you can upload new photos. You can send review requests to those people with a specific link, not just the link that you're probably texting over to them, but this one is tailored for the Google reviews from our system, so there's no reason that they shouldn't go through, okay? Unless they're coming from a non-Gmail account. With this, you also get a downloadable app that's going to allow you to track the calls and conversion as you get employees that, you know, eventually may or may not be full-time, that you can give them their own dedicated business line and still be able to listen to the recorded phone calls if they're speaking with clients. And the other awesome thing about it, Corey, is that in the winter months when you go dark, we're able to pause the campaign. You're not charged, and you don't lose any of the features whatsoever. It's literally like hitting the pause button.
All right. That's actually good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it a lot, and I think I would get a lot of use out of it. I mean, it's Google. It's what everybody uses, right?
Everybody.
Right. What I use when I need to find something or somebody. I have to figure it out with the money right now because all the money's going out, and I haven't had a lot of time to get money to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I just paid for Angie's. So how does it work with Angie's List too? Is there any kind of connection with Angie's List? If I, you know, I don't really see the use of keeping Angie's List in this, you know, or paying for this. I feel like I'm, you know, paying for twice the thing when I only need one, I assume.
Well, I can't tell you what to do, but what I'm going to tell you is this. Angie's List is one of Google's biggest clients. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. You're automatically competing for that lead just to cover the cost of the lead, whether or not you get the job. Okay. First and foremost, there's absolutely nothing exclusive about Angie's List or the way that they list you, but they definitely get their money's worth out of every single acquisition that you may or may not even take. If you are 5 minutes late on calling that person back and the 4 contractors have gotten in front of you and they've decided to move forward with one of them, so therefore they're no longer even taking your call, they won't even answer the phone, you still have to pay. Majority of our clients have found that this is a whole lot more successful because not only are they able to cherry pick the jobs, but whether you get 5, you know, calls in a day and you choose to give all 5 estimates and, you know, 3 of them go with you, you're not charged for those leads. You're not charged for those acquisitions. It's just a flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees. There's no click fees. There's no call fees. If you land a job that you reoccur and restripe once a year or every 2 years or however often it is that you guys do it, I know you see gnarly weather and with the salt and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how often you have to redo the stuff, but you aren't charged for those leads either. You land a $50,000 job, you're not charged for that lead either. So you tell me which one you think is better.
Yeah, no, you're right. I didn't know anything existed to help me with Google, but Angie's List contacted me first. And,
right.
You know, told me with their stuff.
Right. I completely understand.
I was struggling trying to figure out Google a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're here to help. That might have been why you got sent over to us, because we actually have an inventory department directly through Google. So if you've been making, if you've been trying to make contact or you've been going into your Google business profile, but you don't have first page placement, you have some online presence, it's just hard to find you unless we already know the name of your business. So Google sent you to our inventory department as the top recommended option when the spot became available. So that very well may be why. There are a number of searches in your area, so you're servicing the entire state of Rhode Island, and it looks like in the last 30 days between Google and Facebook, there have been 1,214 searches done. So the number of searches that are being done in your area supports Google opening up another position within the area, and that's why we're calling you today.
Okay.
So, other than the cost of the program, is there anything else that's holding you back?
If I didn't do Angie's List, I'd already say sign up because it was the same price that I paid Angie's
List. Okay.
Angie's List took my money, and I haven't even been able to sign in because, well, like I told Lulu, I had a daughter way earlier than what we expected, and I've spent the last week in the hospital.
Congratulations. I haven't even been
able to use what I've already given Angie's List.
Well, then you should be able to get that money back from them. I don't see why, if you haven't used it, you haven't taken on any leads, you know, you just decided it's really not for you, and call them and get them to give you your money back.
I did prepay them $300 for leads. I don't know if that's possible of getting the money back. I mean, obviously, I do agree Google is significantly better.
Right.
I already shoveled out $300 to them, and I guess if I can get money back from them, I'd much rather go with Google now and what you're telling me that you can do.
Right. Absolutely. Well, let me do this. I can do something along the lines of trying to make it more affordable for you. I can, since you're still... she put you in for the new business credit because I understand that the business actually you started it a long time ago and then you opened it back up again. So technically it's now a new business again, and there's not a lot out there for you. So I can apply an additional credit, which would knock the cost down to $249 a month and lock you in there for that platinum package.
Okay.
Try to make it a little easier to breathe.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to breathe in a week.
Is this your first child?
Yes, my first.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. And it came under a very stressful situation, so I haven't slept in a week, and I've been able to make money in a week. So.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what's held me back. That's what's holding me back. I want to sign up, and if I can call Angie's List today and get my money back, I'd much rather give it to you. Can we talk tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. We could definitely talk tomorrow. I want you to understand Angie's List is not going to give your money back today. I seriously doubt it.
I doubt it too.
They can be tough, but what you can do is you can let them know. If you're firm with them, Corey, and you tell them, listen, I haven't taken on any of your leads. I haven't taken on anything to have spent the money that I invested with you. I just had a baby, and I've decided to go a different direction. I need the money back. I want to cancel the service completely. And it's technically called your 3-day legal right of rescission, but it's 72 business hours. Do you have extenuating circumstances? You just had, like, basically a family emergency. They should honor that, absolutely. And if you absolutely have to tell them, you could say, listen, I'm just going to call the bank and have them go ahead and get the money back from you through a chargeback. A lot of times they will go ahead and give you the money back because they don't want to deal with that.
Okay.
It can be tough.
All right, yeah. I'm not too firm with that kind of stuff. I should put my wife on the phone. She's amazing at that.
There you go. But I'm the same way. My husband says, can you just call him and tell him?
Yeah.
So okay.
We might try that route and have her kick and scream, and she'll be way more successful than I am.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She's a baby. She's not going to put up with anybody's crap.
No, she's not. She's absolutely not.
Bless her.
Like I said, I know Google's the way to go. I mean, it's just common sense, but it just happened. You know, I didn't know there was a service available, you know, to help me, you know, and
yeah.
I'm struggling trying to figure out, you know, why my reviews aren't popping up and that kind of stuff and how I get noticed, you know. If that's what you guys do and have people type in seal coders in Rhode Island and my name pops up first, that's what I want.
That's exactly what we do. I just sent you a text message with my direct phone number and extension line. I can call you tomorrow, absolutely. What time is best for you?
After 1 o'clock. Like, this time tomorrow would be amazing if you can manage that.
Okay, yeah, I can do that, sure, no worries at all. Okay. It was a pleasure talking with you, Corey. I wish you the best of luck with everything, no matter what, and I hope to do business with you.
Thank you. Me too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.